God is good all the time. Well, this morning is a special Sunday. Does anybody know what special day it is today? It's Pentecost Sunday, that is correct. Turn to a person next to you and say, Happy Pentecost.
跟你的邻居说五旬节快乐。
Well, this might be a new word to you. When you think of Pentecost, you might think of a group of people who like to speak in tongues and do strange things.
那你就是想到听到这个五旬节的这个词的时候，你可能就想到一大群人聚在一起做一些叫什么？
Pentecost was actually a Jewish feast day.
那这个是五旬节，实际上是犹太人的一个盛宴，一个节期节日。It
simply means 50th.
那这个五旬节，五旬实际上它的意思是第50的意思。And
it happened 50 days after the Passover.
那是在逾越节后的50天。And
it was also called the Feast of Weeks.
那它也被称为这个。
It was a great Jewish celebration of the end of the barley harvest and the beginning of the wheat harvest.
那它在是就在收割大麦的之后，或者开始种小麦这个期间的一个节日。But
for us as Christians, we know it now in the scripture we just read as the day when the Holy Spirit came as Jesus had promised his disciples.
那这一天呢，也是圣灵降临，就是耶稣承诺。
Jesus had actually commanded his disciples, he said, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以耶稣命令他的门徒说，不要离开耶路撒冷，等待这个父神所 承诺的这个恩赐，就是你们听我说过了的，所以你们要就是圣灵要降临在你们的身上，你们要得着圣灵的能力，你们要为我做见证，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。So
they waited 10 days because Luke told us that Jesus taught them for 40 days, and then Pentecost was the 50th day. So they waited in Jerusalem for 10 days for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以这些门徒呢，在耶路撒冷等了十天，因为耶稣与他们在一起有40天，然后他们又等到了十天。Did
you notice his coming was high tech? Maybe didn't think about it that way.
就圣灵降临的时候，你们有没有想象，好像就是一个高科技的一个发生？There
were sound effects like the sound of a rushing mighty wind.
有音响的声音，一阵大风刮过。
There were pyrotechnics, what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them.
还有一些特技的，就是舌头的火焰显现，然后落在个人的头上。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵所充满。And
they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
然后他们就按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。And
that simply means in this passage that they were able to speak in other languages without ever having learned them.
那从这个经文我们可以看得出，他们能够就讲一个外语，而且他们从来没有学过这种语言。How
many of you ever wish that you could speak English without ever having learned it?
你们中间有多少人希望能够很流利的讲英文，而且不需要去学英文？
Well, there are many times I wish I could speak Mandarin without having learned it, but it didn't happen. So.
所以我也常常希望我能够不学中文，但是就可以说流利的中文，但是这个事情还没有发生。
And the reason they spoke in other tongues is because this was what we call a pilgrimage feast. Everybody was going to Jerusalem from many, many countries so they could all hear the gospel in their own language.
所以这个就是如果他们能够讲各种各样的语言，那有这个周围的很多人来，那他们可以用各种语言来传福音。So
Peter started right here in Jerusalem, boldly proclaiming the message about Jesus Christ as Jesus had said.
那就在耶路撒冷，彼得就大放胆的
You find it interesting that it was Peter?
那你就觉得很有意思，就是彼得在放胆 讲福音。
Peter, who always seemed to be saying the wrong thing at the wrong time.
那彼得其实在圣经中我们看到他常常在错误的时间讲错误的话。
Peter that denied that he even knew Jesus just 53 days before this. He said, I don't even know Jesus.
那在53天之前彼得曾经三次不认主。
So what was the difference?
那这中间我们看出有什么差别呢？
Well, that day about 3,000 people were saved and baptized. Just think of that, 3,000 at a baptism. I mean, that's the ones being baptized, that's not the rest of the people.
那我们就可以想象那一天、3,000 人、接受福音并且被受并且受洗。
It was a great day, actually a tremendously significant day because Jesus' promise was fulfilled.
那这一天是特别一个有意义的一天。因为耶稣他的承诺得到了实现。
The Holy Spirit had come to begin his ministry.
那这个圣灵降临，开始他的工作。
And Jesus said he would be with us forever, which even means in 2016.
那耶稣说他会要与我们同在，直到永远，就像今天2012年同样的。
The New Testament church had begun.
你刚才应该是2016年 ，sorry。那这一天
，I'm translating for you now, am I?
那这一天应该有一个很好的庆祝。
But yet, most evangelical churches that I have been in do not even acknowledge the day.
那实际上，这个多数的福音派，我所知道的福音派，的教会呢，他们甚至就不承认有这一天。
But I've heard that in the past they used to have great celebrations on Pentecost Sunday.
那在过去的时候，在这个五旬节这一天有很大的庆祝。
I thought about doing it this morning, but I wasn't sure what you would think.
我本来想做一些事情今天早上，但不知道你们会怎么想。
They would bring doves and they would release them to symbolize the Holy Spirit.
他们会带鸽子，然后那一天会放鸽子，来象征是圣灵，圣灵的降临。
They would take the petals of red roses and they would throw them up in the air to signify the tongues of fire.
那他们会就是带来这个红色的玫瑰的花瓣，把它抛到天上去，就像那个火焰，火焰的舌头。
And we could have even got Jack up here to do some drumming to make it sound like the sounds of the thunder and all the sounds of the rushing wind.
也许可以请 Jack 上来在这里敲鼓，那个是就是象征当时那个有的声响啊，声响还有。
Doesn't that sound like it'd be a lot more fun?
如果我们这样做，是不是觉得很有意思呢？
Maybe next year.
下一次我再讲这个话题，我们可以这样子来庆祝一下。
Now this morning we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
那今天早上我们要来谈到圣灵。
And there are lots and lots of things. I will give a brief overview of it to you, but there are lots and lots of things we can say about the Holy Spirit.
那我们可以关于圣灵，我们可以谈到很多的东西。
But I want to focus this morning on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of the true Spirit-filled Christian.
那今天呢，我主要要讲的就是圣灵的力量，在一个真正的这个充满圣灵的基督徒的生活中，所显示的圣灵的力量。
And as you know, the title of my sermon is "The Power of the Holy Spirit."
所以我今天的这个讲到的题目就是圣灵的力量，圣灵的大能。
Before we begin, I just have a few questions for you.
那开始前，我想问大家几个问题。
If you're a Christian this morning, do you often feel like you are constantly defeated in your Christian life?
所以，如果你是一个基督徒，你觉得在你的生活中是不是常常觉得有失败感
？Does it ever seem to you like the Christian life is too difficult?
或者有时候是不是觉得作为一个基督徒的生活是不是太难了，太有挑战了
？Are you discouraged by your failures?
那你是不是被你的失败？就感到沮丧吗
？Do you feel like giving up sometimes？
你有没有时候想放弃呢
？Then please listen carefully because God has some great news for us about the power of the Holy Spirit and how He can change that。
所以希望大家今天能够认真的听，因为关于圣灵的能力，这个神带给我们很多好的消息。
If you would like to follow along, in the back of the bulletin is a sermon outline with some blanks to fill in.
所以在你们拿到的单张的反面，如果你们也可以做一些笔记填空。
We're going to be asking four questions this morning, and the first one is, who is the Holy Spirit?
那我们今天要提到四个问题，那第一个问题就是，圣灵是谁？
It's interesting that a lot of Christians will have a hard time telling you who the Holy Spirit is.
那有的时候就是说很难解释什么是圣灵。
The King James actually uses the word Holy Ghost.
在这个英王詹姆士钦定版的这个圣经中，用圣灵用了一个词叫 Holy Ghost， 这个但是中文翻的还是叫圣灵。
That brings up a lot of weird ideas.
但这个词呢，可能会就让人联想到很一些奇怪的一些奇怪的想法。
Maybe some of you will think of something like this, like ancestral worship.
因为这个 ghost 这个词在中文里面，实际上意思是鬼的意思。
Or if you ever watch cartoons, maybe you think of Casper the Friendly Ghost.
可能你会想象的，当提到这个 ghost 鬼这个词，你会想到这些东西。
Or maybe you think of some sort of spook. So I want you to turn to a person next to you and tell them what they think of when they hear the term Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost.
所以希望你们跟你们的邻居问一下，当你听到圣灵或者是 Holy Spirit 或者 Holy Ghost 这两个词。你会想到什么？
About 30 seconds.
所以你提到圣灵，你的脑海里会想到什么？30秒钟给大家。
I always think of the Bible because I've been taught that for so long.
Oh, Jesus, like something that can do miracles.
Can.
Do miracles.
Oh.Okay, I wish I could hear all your conversations, but I can't.
我希望能够听到你们在讲什么，但是我听不见。
But did any of you say, well, it must be holy, so if we would just paint a little halo around there, that's the Holy Ghost?
所以你们是不是这个哦，这个它的那个上面有一个光环，这个是不是就是圣灵？
Or did any of you think, well, we put a few holes in them, that'll be the Holy Ghost?
有些是不是有一些窟窿啊，身上有些窟窿，那是不是就是？圣灵。
Or did any of you say it's some spirit that flies around making people weird?
或者是有些灵飞可以飞来飞去，就让一些人做一些奇怪的事情。
Well, let's talk about who the Holy Spirit is, so we know who we're talking about.
所以我们现在就谈，来了解什么是圣灵。
First, he is holy because he is the Spirit of God, and God is holy.
那第一个，他是神圣的。因为他是神的灵，那神是神圣的。
He is a spirit. We can't see him because he has no body.
那他是一个灵，所以我们看不见他，因为他没有一个具体的物质的身体。
Jesus said that in John chapter 3 when he was talking to Nicodemus. He said we can't see the wind, but we can see the effects of the wind.
那在圣经里面提到我们看到就是谈到风的时候，我们听到风的声响，但我们看不见风。
And I don't need to tell you about that because we've had so much wind this spring, you see the effects everywhere you go, right?
那你们就今年春天有很多的风，就是大家可以有经历了。
He is God.
那他是神。
We believe in the Trinity, so he is the third person of the Trinity.
那我们相信三位一体，他是三位这个圣父、圣子、圣灵中的一位。
Say the Trinity with me. God the Father,God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
所以跟我一起说，三位一体，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Now, in certain cultures, they give people names because they have meaning.
那在这个很多文化里面，我们起名字，那名字里面是有它的含义的。
And in the New Testament, there are a lot of names given to the Holy Spirit will help us to understand who he is.
那在新约里面有很多描述性的名字是关于圣灵的，帮助我们来理解他。
I'm going to go quickly through these just because this is not our focus this morning. This is just to clarify who the Holy Spirit is. So we have the names for the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit. We have the Spirit of Christ. We have the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of life. We have the Spirit of truth. We have the Spirit of holiness. All these are used for the Holy Spirit.
所以在新约里面的这些经文里面都提到圣灵，所以 A 圣灵有灵，然后基督的灵，神的灵，生命的灵，真理的灵，圣善的灵。
That's not all. We also have the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of grace, the spirit of sonship, the spirit of glory, the counselor or comforter, and the living water.
那还有一些其他的，比如说智慧的灵、启示的灵、赐恩典的灵、这个儿子、圣旨的灵、保惠师或者是活水。
And so if you'd study these give you some insight into who the Holy Spirit really is and what His ministry is.
所以我们来学习这些词、这些内容，帮助我们来理解圣灵，他的事工是什么。
But there's a second way we can also tell about people is we can tell about what they do.
那在另外一种方法来描述一个人，就是说他做些什么事情。For
instance, we might say, well, she's a woman, but that doesn't tell us a lot other than that she's a woman, so she might be a nurse, she might be a doctor, she might be a teacher, she might be a lawyer, she might be a homestay mother. All of these things tell about a woman.
所以当我们谈到一个女人、一个妇女的时候，我们可以说她是一个女人、妇女，但是她有各种不同的一些职业，或者护士啊、医生啊、家庭妇女啊、教师啊等等。
So we're going to look at quite a long list of things that the Holy Spirit does.
那我们来看一下圣灵做了哪些工作。
And when I use the word us here, I'm referring to people who are Christians.
那我这里提到我们的话，就是主要是指这个基督徒。
So look at what he does.
那我们看看他做了些什么事情。
He counsels, which means comforts and helps. He teaches us all things. He reminds us of what Jesus said. He testifies to us about Jesus. He brings glory to Jesus.
那他做心理辅导，他教导我们，他提醒我们耶稣说的话，那他为耶稣做见证，那他带荣耀给耶稣基督。He
seals us. He is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the day of redemption. He strengthens us with power. He is the only one by whom we worship. He sanctifies us.
那他为我们盖上印记，那他是我们得基业的凭据。 然后他是借着圣灵的大能叫我们刚强，他是这个向神的灵敬拜，那他使我们成为圣洁。That's
not all. He also convicts. He gives us new birth, born again. He testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. He helps us in our weakness. He guides us into all truth.
那还有一些其他的，他定罪。 他让我们重生，他做见证，就我们是神的儿女，他在我们这个软弱的时候帮助我们，那他引导我们明白真理。He
also leads us. He produces the fruit of the Spirit in us. He lives in us. He baptizes us into the body of Christ. He fills us.
那他指引我们，他在我们。 生命中结出圣灵的果子，他住在我们心中，他给我们施洗，让我们成为基督的身体的一部分，他充满我们。Now
when I look at this long list, I just want to say, wow.
啊，这个单子这么长。So
you can say that too. Let's all say, wow.
啊，翻译不知道怎么翻译。
The Holy Spirit is first mentioned in Genesis chapter 1, the first chapter in the Bible.
那在这个圣经的第一章，创世纪里面。
And the Holy Spirit is last mentioned in Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter of the Bible.
那在就是圣经的第一章，创世纪里面提到了圣灵。那在最后一章，这个启示录里面。
So how many of you think it's time you learned a little bit more about the Holy Spirit?
大家觉得要怎么样更多的学习，了解圣灵。
Okay, the second question we want to ask is, what is the power of the Holy Spirit?
那第二个问题呢，就是这个圣灵的力量是什么？
And the Greek word that is used is dunamis.
那希腊文里面, 这个 power 这个词, 力量, 就是 dunamis 这个词,
and this
力量.
Occurs 119 times in NIV, and most of those times it's translated as power, miracles demonstrating the power of God, or strength.
那在这个新国际版本的圣经里面, 这个词, 提到了119次。
And so when we put the Holy Spirit with it, then we know that it is supernatural, miraculous power from God through the Holy Spirit.
那它在圣经中就翻译成力量, 或者是神迹, 显示神的力量。
Now there's an English word called dynamo, which helps to use as a good illustration.
那如果我们就是说把圣灵放在就圣灵和那个力量放在一起呢, 我们就知道这是一种超自然的神奇的力量。 通过圣灵来做的工，然后在另外一个词，那个dynamo，在英文里面是一个用一个希腊字的这个字根组成的一个英文的字，这叫发电机。It's
not dominoes, not the game that you play. It's dynamo.
Okay. 就是那个 domino 那个另外一个玩的游戏，但是 dynamo 是发电机。
And what it really means is it's a device for changing mechanical energy into electrical energy.
那它是一种机器设备呢，把这种机械能转换成电能。
Did any of you know that before? I'm just curious. That's an old word, actually.
有没有人知道这个词？
Okay, a few hands.
Dynamo.
All right.
有几个人知道这个词？
This is one of the first ones. You can tell it's pretty old, right?
那这就是一个旧的老的那种发电机，就是这样的。
But they found an easier way to change mechanical energy into electrical energy, and that's called a generator.
那后来又发明了更简单的一个办法。It's
a little bit.
也是发电机。
And so, how many of you have heard the word generator before?
那英文 generator.
Much more common.
这个词谁听说过？大家很多人都知道。They
both accomplish the same purpose, but the generator is much simpler.
那这两个机器呢，它的功能是一样的。那 generator 发动机，发电机。
So I want you to think for a minute of how many things you use every day that use electrical power.
那你们想一想，在我们每天的生活中，有多少东西需要这个电能来驱动呢？
Turn to a person next to you. I'm going to give you 15 seconds and count how many things you use every day that use electrical power.
所以用15秒钟跟你的邻居说，有多少事情你需要用电。
Oh, some of you started ahead of time.
有人提前开始答了。十五秒。用电。Just
the list goes on and on, yeah. Okay, your time's up.
时间到了。Did
anybody come up with 15 things, one for each second?
有没有谁想到十五件事情，十五个东西，一秒钟一个。
You didn't count.
二十个。
All right, now think about this. What happens when the electrical power goes out?
但想想，如果停电了怎么办？
We think it's the end of the world, right?
是世界的末了。When
I was a kid, we used to go to Northern Michigan on the Manistee River, and we used to see this dam that was there. It's called Tippy Dam.
那我是小孩子的时候呢，我常常去这个。 北密西根州去看这个TP大坝。
And the water coming through the dam turns the generator, which is mechanical power. I should say turns the turbine, which turns the generator, which then changes it to electrical power.
所以这个水呢就流下来，然后就带动这个发动机，所以产生电。
And when I was a kid, I was impressed by this right here because all this water was rushing over there, making lots of noise, and I thought that's where the power is being made.
所以先也想到那个是水流流下来，发出很大的声响，所以我以为那个地方就是
Was I right? No.
那对吗？不对。
That's where all the noise was. That's where all the action was. But if you look right down in here, the water coming out of here was turning turbines and generators in this part down below.
所以那边看到水的地方就是发出的声响，但实际上发电机就是刚才 Ryan 指的那个。
And what really impressed me was it wasn't very noisy at all. It was just a quiet hum, and it was producing all of this electricity.
所以当你真正认真听他那个机器的声响的时候，实际上它的声音不是太大，安安静静的在那里这个产生电。
And whether you realize it or not, all over our country, generators are producing electricity for us.
不知道大家就是说，都是我们整个全国用的电都是这个发动机来给我们送电。
Some are coal powered.
有些是用烧煤来产生电。
Some are nuclear powered.
还有核能。
Some are gas powered.
还用煤气。
Some is powered, a small part is powered by wind.
风能。
And all of these generators are producing this electricity, and even though you cannot hear electricity, you can see the results.
所以这些发动机都产生电。那虽然我们看不见电，但是我们知道这个电它所产生的能量和功用。
If you've flown into Chicago at night,
如果你晚上飞到芝加哥，
it's very evident all the electrical power that is happening here.
所以非常的明显，我们就看见了电能所产生的作用。
And talking about some of the things you listed just a little while ago, did any of you list these things as things that use electricity?
那你们有没有列举这些东西？刚才在讨论的中间。
Did you list any of these things?
还有这些。
All these things powered by electricity, which changes our lives, given us many conveniences.
那这些都是用因为由电来产生作用，所以它们改变了我们的生活。
And there are some similarities we can tie in with this and with the Holy Spirit.
那同样的，我们可以把这联想到圣灵的能力上面。
The power of the Holy Spirit is invisible, but you can certainly see the results.
所以这个圣灵的能力你看不见，摸不着，但是你能够感受到圣灵的力量。
Power of the Holy Spirit does amazing things.
所以能看到那个它产生的结果。然后呢，他圣灵能够做一些奇妙的事情。
But now it starts to change because the Holy Spirit is not a physical power; it's a spiritual power.
所以它不是一个物质层面上的一个能量。
It's miraculous.
它是一个神迹。
It's spiritual supernatural power.
它是属灵的、超自然的一种能量。
And it's the power of our Almighty, Omnipotent God.
那它是我们全能、无所不能、万能神的力量。
That's the kind of power we're talking about this morning that came at Pentecost.
那今天我们就是要讲这个圣灵。
And when this power is at work, unbelievers put their faith in Jesus Christ.
那当圣灵的力量在工作的时候，那没有这个不信主的人，他们会接受耶稣基督，相信他。
3,000 were saved on the day of Pentecost.
那在五旬节那一天，有3,000人受洗。
Christians are the light of the world through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那通过圣灵的力量，那基督徒成为世界的光。
Christians grow in the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那通过圣灵的工作，基督徒在主里面有属灵的成长。
Christians are filled with the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
那这个基督徒也被圣灵的也结出圣灵的果子。
And my projector quit. The power went out. The electrical power.
停电了，所以我的电脑看不见了。
I'll just wait. But that's a good illustration, you know.
那这。
See what happens when the power goes out.
我现在就耐心的等待，所以就是给大家一个见证，看看停电了会产生什么。
I just pray it comes back on. I've got a lot more slides on.
那我现在就需要祷告，希望它能够这个电脑再重新启动。
I will continue. There is unity through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们还继续，那通过圣灵的工作，那就会有合一。
Christians minister in amazing ways using the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵这个有属灵的恩赐，通过属灵的恩赐，基督徒呢？来做一些很奇妙的事工。
And Christians are transformed by the Holy Spirit.
那我们这个基督徒有了生命的完全的改变，就是通过圣灵的工作。
And it is truly awesome to see the power of the Holy Spirit work, the effects of the power of the Holy Spirit working. And so the third question we want to ask ourselves is, why do we need the power of the Holy Spirit? I'm pushing the button without it.
那第三个问题呢，就是，我们为什么需要圣灵的力量？
And the first thing I want to talk about is we need the power of the Holy Spirit because Jesus needed it.
我们需要圣灵的力量。原因，第一个原因就是耶稣基督他也需要圣灵的力量。
He overcame temptation by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的力量，他战胜了这个试探。
And when the Bible uses the term full of the Holy Spirit, I translate that as meaning with the power and the control of the Holy Spirit.
那在圣经中提到被圣灵充满，那我理解它呢，就是被圣灵所掌控，那就是说完全顺服于圣灵。
And Jesus also preached by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那另外一个呢，就是靠着圣灵，耶稣他来传道讲道。
And he did miracles by the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵，他行神迹。
And you know, that sounds kind of strange because Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit is God, but yet the emphasis is here on what he did through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那是不是觉得也有点奇怪？因为耶稣基督他自己就是神，这个圣灵也是神，而他需要通过圣灵来工作。
And then we see that the early believers also needed the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们也看到这个早期的这个教会，早期的基督徒，他们也需要圣灵。
They witnessed by the Holy Spirit, as Jesus told them in Acts chapter 8, verse 1.
在使徒行传一章八节中，他们因着圣灵，他们做见证。
Okay, pause a minute, we'll catch up. There, can you take notes that fast? It's the first time this ever happened when I've been preaching here. Maybe Satan doesn't like us talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, you suppose?
那这个我在这里讲到了很多次，这是第一次发生这样的事情。也许撒旦不需要我们讲圣灵。All
right, so they witnessed by the Holy Spirit, and we saw this in Acts chapter 2 where Peter preached and 3,000 accepted Christ.
那么他因着圣灵的工作，他们做见证，所以彼得传讲。
They overflowed with hope by the Holy Spirit.
那他们这个因着圣灵，那充满了希望。
And they preached by it.
他们也靠着圣灵的力量来传讲福音。
Now, I want you to know that I'm going to pause here just for a minute to let you know that even though these things are in the New Testament, these things still happen today.
那虽然我们是在新约里面看到这些记载。
Has anybody here ever heard of Stanley Tam? Anybody hear of Stanley Tam?
有没有人听过 Stanley Tam 这个人?
Okay, a few of you.
有几个?
I would encourage you, if you want to read an inspirational biography, is to read his book. Actually, it's autobiography, Christ Owns My Business.
那我鼓励大家去读他的传记。那他是一个商人。 那他的写了一本书, can you say the title again?
He had a business and he legally made God the owner of 51% of the stock.
那实际上他把他生意的其实50%多的这个股票、股权、股份都交给神，所以是神拥有他的这个生意。
As far as I know, he was not trained in theology.
那我知道，其实他根本没有受过任何这个神学的训练。
He was not trained in speaking.
他也没有受过这个演讲的训练。
When I saw him in person, he just stand before a group like this, and in a quiet way, not, you know, pounding the pulpit or yelling or whatever, he just shared his faith and what God had done in his life, and he shared about God.
那他会看到他常常安静的 在一群人面前来分享神在他生命中所做的这个事情的见证。
And it was amazing how many people accepted Christ when he just talked in that way, because it was the power of the Holy Spirit.
那当他分享他的见证的时候，有很多人就接受耶稣基督为他们的救主，因为他被神来使用来做见证。
A good friend of mine, his name is Dave Brown, accepted Christ listening to Stanley Tam.
那我的有一个很好的朋友，就因为听了这个 Stanley Tam 他的这个见证以后，成为基督徒。
I had the joy of discipling him, and he is still, 30 years later, that was 30 years ago, still ministering for Christ using his spiritual gifts, my friend Dave Brown, because of the message he heard through Stanley Tam in the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我给我的这个朋友也做了这个一些门徒培训，那他直到今天还在常常使用这个他当年这个从 Stanley Tam 那里见证所得到的这个信息力量来今天在他的事工中。
And also the early believers preached by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那早期的基督徒。
They had strengthened their inner being by the power of the Holy Spirit.
对，早期的基督徒，他们这个在他们内在内心有这个从圣灵来的力量。
And they overcame timidity by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那靠着圣灵，他们克服这个胆怯。
And so Jesus and the early Christians are examples of how to live the Christian life.
那耶稣基督和这个早期的基督徒，他们就是。为我们做了很好的榜样，怎么样过一个真正的基督徒的生活
？And if they needed the power of the Holy Spirit, do you think we do too?
如果他们耶稣和早期的基督徒，他们都需要圣灵的力量，你觉得我们自己呢
？Look at this list, just a brief summary of what Jesus and the early disciples did by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们再来复习一下这个圣灵的工作，它能够帮助我们做哪些事情？
Are these things we need in the Christian life?
那么在我们基督徒的生活中，我们是不是也需要这些呢
？Oh, you forgot. This means yes, okay?
或者是我们会常常忘记了。
Are these things that we desire for our own life?
我们是不是渴望在我们的生活中渴望这些事情呢
？Then guess what we need.
那想一想，我们到底需要什么？
The power of the Holy Spirit, because a Christian life is a spiritual life, and we must have spiritual power.
那想一想，一个基督徒的生活，我们是需要一个属灵的生活。那我们的属灵的生活就需要属灵的力量。
We can't live the Christian life without the power of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵属灵的力量，我们没有办法过一个真正基督徒的生活。
Did any of you notice this lamp sitting here this morning?
有没有人注意到这个台子上呢有一个灯
？Some of you noticed this?
有没有人看见注意到它
？What's the problem with this lamp?
这个灯有什么问题呢
？Oh, for those of you back in the cheap seats, okay. What's the problem with this lamp?
这个灯有什么问题吗
？It looks like a lamp, and it even has a light bulb. It even has a cord, but it's not shining.
这有一个灯，有灯罩，有灯。灯泡还有这个线，但是它没有发光。
You know, a lot of Christians are like that. They look like Christians and they look like everything's okay, but they're not shining.
那基督徒的也可能跟这个是一样的。那么说是基督徒，但是作为基督徒的生活没有这个 shining， 没有发光。
So what's the problem?
那问题在哪里呢
？Switch is off.
这个开关先是关着在。
Oh, not the problem.
那打不开。
I think the bulb's burned out.
可能灯泡坏了。
The people up here in expensive seats can see it's not plugged in.
那前台的人看见这个，因为我们没有把它插到电源里面。
It has to be plugged into the electrical source for it to light.
所以它一定要插到电源，这个电的源头，它才能够接通这个电。
And you know why a lot of Christians aren't shining for the Lord?
所以，就像我们很多基督徒没有为神发光。
Because they aren't plugged in to the power source.
因为我们没有跟我们的电源神接通。
are trying to live the Christian life in their own strength and their own abilities, and it just doesn't work. And so the question we ask then for our fourth question is, how do we get plugged into that source?
那我们第四个问题就是我们怎么样才能跟这个电源这个接通呢?
And how do we receive the power of the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么能够接受这个圣灵的力量呢?
I'm putting "we must" here to emphasize that these are not just good suggestions, but they are necessities.
那我这里用了两个词，我们必须，就是强调不是只是建议，而是我们一定要这样做。
First thing is we must desire it for God's glory.
我们必须渴望为神的荣耀发光。
To desire it means that we want it. If we don't want it, we won't get it.
那这个渴望, desire这个词渴望, 就是我们必须想要, 必须渴望, 否则我们拿不到。
Do you know there are some Christians who really don't want the power of the Holy Spirit because they're scared of it?
你有没有知道有些基督徒可能不想这个得到圣灵的力量，因为他们觉得很害怕。
I think in different churches I've been in, sometimes Christians are even afraid to talk about it because of some of the abuses of the power of the Holy Spirit, and so a very crucial teaching is overlooked.
那就是有些教会可能很不太敢讲这个圣灵。
And it must be for God's glory, not for our glory, not for our honor, but for the glory, honor, and praise of Jesus Christ.
那另外一点呢，就是一定是为了神的荣耀，不是为了我们自己。 而是为了神的荣耀，为了赞美耶稣。
There's a guy in the book of Acts who saw Philip doing miracles. He said, "Oh, I want this power myself. How much can I give you to get this power?"
那在《使徒行传》中也有，就是说，要做这件事情是为了自己的荣耀。
And instead of power, he received punishment. And so if you don't have the purpose of God's glory, if you want it because you want people to say how great you are or how wonderful you are or anything like this, don't expect to receive it.
那就是说你如果是希望别人来赞美你，觉得你怎么样很棒，就是不要有这种过高的期待。
And then the second thing is we must surrender completely or entirely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
那第二点呢，就是我们要完全顺服
Now, you know, if we were talking about a war here, if we would talk about surrender, it means defeat, that you've been defeated and you're giving up.
Now, surrender, 这个屈服这个词，实际上就是好像你常常是被这个击败了，所以你必须要屈服于他。
But to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ means we are saying, I'm not going to do it on my power anymore, but I'm giving you the control of my life.
那我们在这个基督徒，我们用这个词呢。 实际上就是我们把这个主权交给耶稣基督，由他来掌控。
And I become convinced that that's one of the number one reasons why people do not become Christians and why people do not want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because they do not want to give up control of their lives.
那有人为什么就是说不愿意成为基督徒，这个就是有的常常是因为我们要把这个权力主权掌握在我们自己手上，不愿意把这个主权交给主耶稣基督。
But it's not a negative thing, it's a wonderful thing. And Satan fools us into saying, oh, if you do that, then life is going to be miserable. But it's the best way to have joy in the Christian life.
那实际上这个词应该是个积极的词，在我们把主权交给主耶稣基督，那有时候撒旦就可能会来迷惑，就是说我们要失去了自己的主权。
How many of us here this morning can say, when I surrendered my life to Christ, it was the best thing I ever did? Can you say that?
那有人愿不愿意说，就是说我这一生做的最好的事情，就是把我的一生交托给主耶稣基督。
Thank you. I just wanted you to know it wasn't just my idea.
那我希望就是说，这不是说只是我自己的想法，你们很多人都认同。
And then sometimes we have sin in our lives that we're hanging on to, and we don't want to give up. We must confess and repent of any of those kind of sins.
那这个我们必须要认罪悔改。
I used an object lesson here before. I didn't bring it back again this morning because I'd already used it. But full means full, right? That's all that it means is full.
那我以前带来一个这个瓶子，里面装水做一个演示。 那就什么是满了？满了就是满了。
If you got a bunch of other junk in your life and sin in your life, then you can't be full of the Holy Spirit.
那在我们的生活中，如果我们有很多这个杂乱的东西充满了我们，那我们的生命不可能被圣灵充满。
And then we must ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
那再一点呢，就是我们恳求圣灵来充满我们。
And then keep asking and keep asking and keep asking.
那我们就要不断的。一直请求圣灵来浇灌我们。
It's fine. I do this often at the beginning of a day to say, Lord, I need the power of your Holy Spirit today. Fill me and help me to be the person that you want me to be.
那我常常在清晨的第一件事情就是恳求圣灵来充满我们，让我成为他所希望那个样子。
And then when I've blown it, I ask him for forgiveness and I ask him to fill me anew.So that I can be what he wants me to be.
那我在有时候就是也常常认罪悔改，来求圣灵来充满我，成为他的所希望的样子。
Commercial break, guys. Just turn the projector off. I only have like 2 slides left. Okay. I don't want it to distract. Okay.
可以不用这个电脑。
So I ask you again: Are you constantly being defeated in your Christian life?
那我再想再问一遍。在你们作为基督徒的生活中，你们是不是常常觉得有一种失败呢？
Does it seem like you can't do it on your own?
是不是觉得靠你自己就做不了呢？
Guess what?
猜一想。
You can't do it on your own. Don't try.
你确实靠自己做不了。
You need the power.
试都不用试。
You need the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们确实需要圣灵的力量。
Now, I've heard people say before, it's a matter of, oh, let go and let God. Have you heard that? Let go and let God.
那我们常常也听人说，放手吧，让神去做吧。
And that might be true in some sense when we're trying to control things and do it our way. But when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we need a little different understanding than that because it sounds like we just sit back in our easy chair and say, okay, God, it's your job. Good luck.
那有的时候我们要常常自己来掌控的时候，可能那个时候这个句话是有效果，但是呢，也有就更多的情况下，我们就可能就是说什么都不做，就非常的懒散，说啊，一切都让神来做吧。
So I need a volunteer this morning.
那我也需要有志愿者来帮我一个忙。
Dylan, thank you for volunteering.
啊
，Dylan. Isn't it good to have Dylan home?
Dylan 从大学回来。
All right, Dylan, I have some weights here this morning.Was one of your required classes at Purdue to lift weights? No.
所以我这里有个举重的，所以再去你去上普渡。
Do you know what a curl is?
举重来减肥。
I want you to curl that with one arm.
能举起来吗？一只手。
Oh, one arm.
加一个手。
Would you like some help? Did you ask me for help? Okay, he asked me for help.So we're going to put it back down on the floor. Put your hand here. Put my hand here.
好，两个人一起抬。
Ready?
好了吗？
No problem.
没问题。
How many do you want to do?
你想做几次？
Thank you. Hey, good job.
好，谢谢。
When it's talking about the power of the Holy Spirit in our life,Just like Dylan not being able to do an arm curl, that we can't do it.
所以圣灵的工作就像我们刚才演示的，靠我们一个人做不了，但是与圣灵同工，我们就能够做。
The Holy Spirit is just waiting for us to ask for help.
那圣灵实际上他在等待我们，向他提出来需要帮助。
So the next time you try to lift something and can't physically,
那么下一次你再试什么东西？这个体力上不能达不到的时候
，Let it be a reminder that you can't do spiritual work and physical strength on your own.
所以这个时候你就应该联想到，那靠我们自己是做不成功，但是需要圣灵的帮助。
Romans 8:26 says this: In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
在罗马书八章二十六节，他说了同样的，我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助。
And in the context, it's talking about prayer, but we can apply it more broadly than that as well.
那在那个地方他讲的主要是祷告，但是这句话在其他的地方也可以应用。
Now, if you remember at the beginning of the sermon, I mentioned about Peter and how he changed in 53 days from the time he denied Christ to the time he is boldly proclaiming Christ to thousands and thousands of people.
那在讲到刚开始我提到了彼得，那他有在53天之内有生命有很大的变化。那53天前他三次不认主，那后面他放胆讲道。
What was the difference?
那到底是什么让他的生命产生如此大的变化呢？
Let's say it together. The power of the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵的力量。
Is that what you need in your Christian life today?
那作为基督徒，这是不是我们生活中也需要的呢？
If so, you take these steps to be filled with this power of the Holy Spirit.
如果是这样的话，我们是不是也要按照这样一步一步的去做，来接受圣灵的力量？
I really pray that you will.
那我要为你们祷告，希望我们都能这样做。
And if you're not a Christian this morning, I pray that you will put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and begin experiencing Christian life.
如果你现在还不是个基督徒，那我也希望你能够相信、接受耶稣基督，那从今天开始。
If you don't know how to do that, I would be more than glad to talk with you.
所以你不知道怎么样来做的话呢，我很愿意来再跟你更多的交谈。
So on your sheet there, you need those last two words for your blanks, right?
在你们单张上面还最后有一个空。
Some of you won't be happy unless you have all the blanks filled in. So here's what they are. What's keeping you? From the spirit-filled and empowered life.
那最后一个空，那个答案就是 keeping you. 是什么阻止你被圣灵充满，没有得到充满力量的能力的生命呢？
Let's pray together.
我们来一起祷告。
God, we thank you for a Sunday to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你给我们这样的主日，让我们来庆祝圣灵的降临。Lord,
we thank you for the tremendous difference it made in Peter and all of the rest of the disciples.
让我们谢谢你给使徒彼得还有很多其他的门徒给他们的生命带来的变化。I
pray, Father, that you would give us who are Christians a strong desire to have that kind of power in our life, not for our glory, but that we can live the Christian life to bring glory to you.
那天父，我们我在此向你祈求祷告，求你的圣灵降临，充满我们，让我们也得到圣灵的力量。Lord,
help us to realize that this power is more like a dynamo or generator than it is dynamite. It's often quiet, working, effective, powerful, and miraculous.
圣灵的工作就像发动机一样的，非常安静的在工作，但是产生无穷的力量。I
pray for those this morning who are struggling with surrendering their life to you, those who are struggling with making you the Lord of their life.
主啊，我要为那些现在还在挣扎要不要把自己完全交托给你的人为他们祷告。I
pray that they might come to the place where they would realize that the best place in the world is to be surrendered to you.
那希望他们能够意识到，那么在这个地球上最好的地方，就是要来把自己的主权交托在你的手上。I
pray for those who are struggling with sin that they can't get victory over.
那主啊，我也为每一些人为自己的这个罪受到挣扎而祷告。I
pray that they might find how to have that victory through the Holy Spirit. We thank you that He helps us in our weakness. And we ask for that help today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.